Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hit the button.
I hit it. That was ugly. It's still a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. Welcome in, friends, Yinzers, countrymen, to a post-game live reaction edition of Cavalli and Mac. As you can see, Kaboom is back up in the press box at Heinz Field. I'll never call it Acrisure Stadium. I am at my appointed post in front of a microphone here, unfortunately, without an ice-cold IC light to celebrate victory with, because for a second straight week, there is no victory. I should try having one for losses.
Yeah,
I feel like that's, I feel like that's right. I feel like I should save them for victories.
Pizza?
Yeah. Had pizza for dinner tonight, too. So, Domino's.
Oh, special.
My wife had a coupon or something. I don't know, man. I just live here and eat what she makes. Anyway, welcome into the show. We appreciate each and every single one of you. Thanks for following. Make sure you are on social media. We got another giveaway tonight in the 412 days of Christmas. Congratulations to Rick from Windsor, Ontario, who won the 412 hoodie we gave away on the last episode just a couple days ago. We'll do another one later tonight. Not sure yet how we'll do it. We'll figure it out here during the show, because we got to have some kind of good stuff to talk about, because this was ugly. Steelers lose to the Bills 26-7. Where are you going? What'd you forget? What's he doing? Is he just done? Is he done already? Is this how we find out Kaboom's had enough? He's at the end of his rope. He's at his breaking point. What happened?
Somebody keep walking in this booth, so I decided to lock the door.
What booth are you in? Whose booth did you steal?
I'm in the Buffalo Bills visiting radio booth.
Did they clear all their stuff out, or are they coming in looking for things?
There you go.
Yeah, the perfect angle. Just what you want for a broadcast booth down in the corner of the end zone. At beautiful Heinz Field.
Somebody kept trying to get in, so I just went and locked the door.
Good job by you. Occupado, as they would say. Yeah, so follow on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, of course, on X, and subscribe on YouTube for chances to win during the 412 days of Christmas. Thanks to everybody at Shop 412 for supporting the show. 26-7, the final, and it didn't even feel that close in the second half when the Bills rattled off 23 unanswered points. Got a couple turnovers at the beginning of the third quarter, Kaboom, and that was that. That was all she wrote. The scoop and score where Rodgers busted his nose up, and then a Mason Rudolph pick that was also turned into points. And that was that. With the way the Steelers offense was performing, or I guess not performing tonight, there was no coming back from that.
Yeah, they just got dominated in every potential aspect of the game in that second half. Maybe even think about it, the majority of the game as well. And the thing is you look at it, and it's not like the Buffalo Bills played a flawless game. They ran the ball. They made a couple turnovers. That was about it.
We knew this is what Buffalo was going to do. When we talked to Lance Lysowski the other day, who covers the Bills for the Buffalo News, we talked about it most of the time he was on. The way for the Bills to win was to take pressure off the backup offensive tackles by leaning into James Cook in the run game, and that's exactly what they did. Josh Allen only had to drop back 23 times, maybe 24, 25, because he did break the pocket a couple times and take off. But James Cook carries it 32 times for 144 yards. Ray Davis adds 62 on 9 carries. They end up with 249 yards rushing, most ever by an opponent at Heinz Field, Acrisure Stadium, whatever the hell you want to call it. The Clareton Bears don't run that well down on the North Shore. They just shredded them on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, look at the time of possession. Time of possession was, I mean, that had to be the most lopsided time of possession in the NFL this year. Look at the total. I mean, total plays, they doubled them up in plays. And it was just simply running the ball. I mean, it was nothing more than that. And James Cook, they couldn't stop him, even though he was, what would you say, 32 for 144?
Yeah.
But you would think that the Steelers would have been able to answer that in that aspect of the game. But, I mean, everything was just off the entire game. They're lucky to score their 7 points, the Steelers, if it wasn't for the turnover to put them in position to drive the field. It was just, the Steelers, I mean, if this isn't rock bottom, this is darn close. Not because the Bills are not a good team, but just how they performed, and once they got down,
there was no coming back.
Yeah, it was you know, throw in the white towel.
First of all, 166 total yards of offense. I think they had like 3 yards of total offense in the third quarter. They ran like 8 plays. One was a strip sack, fumble return for a touchdown. One was a pick. It was awful. And again, for the second straight week, I mentioned this after the Bears game last week, when things started to go against them, it was almost like you felt their shoulders slump, the air come out of their lungs, and they just shrugged their shoulders and went, oh, well, that's it. That's the problem here with all of this, and why I think people are as pissed at Mike Tomlin and the coaching staff as ever, is because it's not just that schematically they're getting beat by opposing coaching staffs. It's that typically the one thing this guy has always been able to lean on is, hey, at the very least, I'm going to get these guys to fight, right? There's just no fight left in them right now.
Yeah, I think it was 16-7. The Bills had the ball on their own 10 or 15-yard line. That was a chance to maybe to make a stand and turn this game around. 15 plays, 85 yards, touchdown, and it tells you where it was at that point right there. That once they get down, I don't know. I don't know if it's the veterans that can't pull them back up, the younger guys who don't know how to do it yet, but I can understand the defense might be getting tired, but you know what? They can get off the field too. I mean, that's allowed in the NFL. Okay, they give up 60 plays, but, you know, they didn't have to. They could play better defense, and it started from the beginning. I think the team lost. I think they missed Derek Harmon a lot.
Okay.
The missed tackles were bad again. I mean, they were just running between the tackles. Not even – so you took out your two weakest spots, the two offensive tackles that didn't play.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You didn't even need them. Just run into the middle of the field and see what happens. But
they ran the same one or two run plays the entire fourth quarter. That simple weak side zone handoff to James Cook or whoever the running back was on, you know, a particular play. And it was like they didn't know it was coming, or they knew it was coming and they just couldn't do anything about it. They were just getting beat off the ball every single time.
Yes, I mean, it's just extremely disappointing, the locker room. That's why we might have went a little bit earlier than normal here, because the locker room was what you expected it to be.
Not ghost town
around.
Yeah.
Tomlin waited, said his 10 minutes worth of nothing, and his platitudes, is that the correct word I'm using right there? And
yeah.
And it was
platitudes.
I mean, it's the same stuff. We have to be better, blah, blah, blah. What I wanted to see, I don't know about you, I wanted to go in there and have him just, you know, burn it down, man. Burn it down. Call everybody on the table, including his coaches, including himself, including the players, and just do the drop off and walk off. Maybe people would have a you know, trust him a little bit more or believe in him a little bit more if that happened. Nah, it was very much similar. I got to look
He's
at the
defeated.
Tape.
He's Cook. Yeah. He's defeated. He doesn't know what to do with this group. He doesn't. Right. And that's both on the players and him. It's on both sides.
Oh, like, absolutely.
I'm not putting it on one side or the other. It's on the players who aren't showing up, but it's on a guy who, again, over the last 18 years has made his bones as he's supposed to be the guy that everybody wants to play for. Everybody wants to go out there and battle for Mike Tomlin. He can't even get through to him anymore. He can't. And he's defeated because of it. You saw it in that press conference. That he doesn't come out and just torch everybody and burn it to the ground, because that's what this team needs at this point. Yeah. Like, no amount of pats on the back and, hey, we'll just be better next time is going to get this thing turned around right
now. You know, he might be doing that behind closed doors, but obviously that's not working, right? I mean, if it doesn't work, if it worked behind closed doors, then all of a sudden you'd be playing different here. You got him almost sometimes – which he hates to do and he refuses to do is publicly embarrass people. I mean,
their play on the field should embarrass the hell out.
Well, he needs to go out there and say that as well. I mean, I would imagine if he felt his job was in jeopardy, he would do anything, scratch, claw, say any words possible to keep it, you know, within the locker room, you know, keep a hold of the locker room. Man, it's the same stuff. I mean, the problem is that's the problem. Nothing has changed from last week. They've led at halftime, I believe, in every single game this year, something like that. They had a lead in every single game at halftime, at least the last three I know of. And they just come out the gate and just crap the bed in the third quarter. And it's just the same repeat, repeat, repeat. What do you do? I don't know what you do. But I guess the positive side, which I don't really want to go down that, they're in first place, and they have everything in front of them. If they play like this, who the hell cares, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who the hell cares?
Technically, they lose the tiebreaker to the Ravens still, so they're technically not in first place. I guess they're tied for first place, but losing like the third tiebreaker.
They got Baltimore twice. I mean, what they're saying is if you could somehow figure this out, which I don't believe they will. I said that last week. You still have that opportunity. I mean, they're lucky to be 6-6 right now with an opportunity. Lucky they ain't playing in a division with, say, the Broncos or whoever, or have 3-4 game lead on them right now.
They'd be totally out of it.
They're very fortunate to be in this position where they're at right now, even if they have no – I mean, after watching Baltimore play, how much belief you have in them. But the bottom line is, even if they get to where they need to get to, I mean, how can you believe that anything's going to be different in the playoffs? It's just, I mean, you got fourth and three running plays, third and eight give ups. I mean, that's the stuff in the second half where it's just, what are you doing?
Oh, fourth and two, and we're once again talking about a short yardage possession down where they handed off to Kenny Gainwell. Kenny Gainwell had a great catch early in the game. Nice catch and run. It was a little one-hand deal. Rodgers threw it down towards the ground. I've said this at least a dozen times this year, so I don't need to repeat myself too often anymore, but I don't dislike Kenny Gainwell. I just put a guy in there who pushes the pile a few yards when he gets the ball, if you're going to run it on third and two, fourth and two, whatever it may be. They did it again. They did it with Gainwell. And so that's the shame of it is that's so far down the list of problems with this team right now. They couldn't run on any downs today.
This is a terrible run defense. And they had, 58 yards rushing?
Yeah.
On 18 carries? I mean, what in the hell is going on here?
What's going on out there?
I mean, Aaron looked like he was – rusty, not comfortable again. He got whacked upside the head.
Right.
Mason, throw him in on a whim. I mean, maybe he probably should have thrown that ball to Darnell.
No, he threw it into triple coverage and he overshot a 6'7" dude. So, look, one poor series from Mason. Push that to the side, I guess. Rodgers looked uncomfortable, like you said. I think that's just the byproduct of knowing that you can't fall on one side of your body because you got broken bones in your wrist.
Honestly, and you look at hindsight, I don't know if that pistol helped that run game at all.
No.
I think it hindered it more than anything. They should have just went with the shotgun rather than a pistol at that point. So even the plan with trying to protect Rodgers wasn't even good. I mean, I don't even remember a good throw by Rodgers, to be honest with you. I don't.
No. No, there wasn't anything that hit anybody in stride. There wasn't anybody that was – it was a bad night. He would have had one decent throw, I think, on a route to Janu in the red zone, but Janu broke towards the corner instead of the post, and that was it. That was it. So thanks to our friend Arch for supporting the show. We appreciate Archie for doing all he does, not just for us here on the show, but for Ollie Inns with some of the best wings in Pittsburgh, one of the best places to watch all the games, Pittsburgh's best place for food, drinks, and sports. Archie's on Carson, plus 80-cent wing nights Monday through Thursday nights down there on the south side, too, including tomorrow night. Go watch some Monday night football, maybe, get some wings and some ice-cold irons as well. The crowd definitely let it be known, Kaboom, how they were feeling. It was hard to hear on the broadcast. But it was definitely clear in stadium how the crowd was feeling.
Absolutely. I mean,
fire Tomlin chant there. That's not good.
Nah. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I mean, it's not surprising. But it's not good either.
Oh, well, you know, the booing of the Renegade at a bad time got more of a boo than the fire of Tomlin. But I thought it was going to come earlier. But at that point, you knew when they were just getting railroaded in the fourth quarter it was coming. And you heard it in pockets, but they weren't really being able to get it together in stereo until that one spot there. And then you heard it. He heard it too. He mentioned
said after the game, he was like, "Well, I'm frustrated too." Well, I share their frustration, I think is how he put it.
Which he didn't answer the question, but you know, apparently, if you read some of the people online, us media people need to sit on him and twist his arm and say, "Answer it, answer it."
I mean, I thought it was asked. I think it was Chris Carter that asked it. What's your reaction to the fans chanting for you to be fired in your home stadium? And he said, "I share their frustration." I mean, how are you going to follow up that question? Do you think you should be fired, Mike? I don't think that's going to happen.
It's hard. I mean, like I said, you can't force him to say. I would like him to take that on himself. Come up and say blah blah blah. More than, hey, I got to look at the film and whatever he said. A lot of that stuff was.
Do you think it's any more realistic that he might get fed up with it after this season and walk away?
No.
I don't think so either. I think there will be very few changes. I think we'll get a defensive coordinator firing, maybe some other assistant coach, deck chairs.
There's a lot of players under 1 year contracts.
Right.
So that will change. I don't think anything scouting wise. Because Omar I don't think anything in that part of it. If you're looking at the best case scenario, if you're a fan and fed up with Mike Tomlin, the best case scenario would be just dump the majority of your coaching staff, right? I don't know if that's going to do any good or not.
Do you think it would get to a point where if Art, and I don't know how involved Omar would be in this or not, but if Art went to him, I don't think he would either. He's personnel guy. If Art went to him and said, Mike, You gotta empty out the coaching staff and bring in a whole new one.
It's happened before.
It has. It's also led to coaches saying no and retiring. So,
well, Mike has never went down that route. I mean, the Dick LeBeaus and the Bruce Arians basically said, okay, after he said you're back, we changed our mind. Todd Haley's. I don't know how Todd Haley left, to be honest with you. Should get him on, see what he has to say.
Shoot him a text. But seriously, like if they went to him and tried to make it as uncomfortable as possible for him to come back next year, Is that a workaround for a franchise that abhors the idea of firing their head coach and a head coach that doesn't necessarily want to walk out on his own, but I don't know. Like, that you wouldn't think is going to hang it up anytime soon. Like, I don't think anybody close to the team thinks Mike Tomlin is ready to hang it up unless they literally do completely tank down the stretch and end up 6-11.
I think
he's always going to be that guy that thinks he's got an answer or solution for the next season and the next group of guys. But I think if Art Rooney went to him and said, hey, listen, you got a clean house. And bring in and Omar and I, or Omar and whoever, Omar and Andy are going to hire a whole new, whoever it may be, are going to hire all the assistant coaches. Very Chuck Knoll 1991-ish, 1992-ish. That's the only way I see the Steelers being able to detach themselves from Tomlin, other than just walking into his office and Art Rooney says, Mike, I think we're done here.
I don't see it. Unless, like I keep saying, unless there's something on the outside that we don't know of that rears its ugly head, I think he got 26 locked up regardless if they lose their next, six games? Are they six games? Five more games? I think he has 26 under his belt, unless something happens crazy. Then I think after that, then it might be the mutual parting of the ways of Tomlin doesn't – they don't want to extend him, and Tomlin doesn't want to be lame duck. So we mutually decide to say bye-bye. That's the way I would see it right now. Right now, as we sit here, they win their next five games.
Everything. Yeah, we're not talking about things turning around, because there's very little evidence that things are going to turn around from here on out. We're talking about if things continue down this path, what it may look like this offseason. And if Art Rooney II and ownership of the franchise look at it and say, Maybe it is time to chart a new path with somebody else. I don't think they would choose to fire Mike Tomlin. I don't. I think they'd walk into Mike's office and say, Mike, whole new staff. You're not in charge of hiring the guys. Make it as uncomfortable as possible for him, so that Mike would say, I see what's happening here. I think I'm good. I think I'm going to go hang out somewhere for a couple years and wait for a good job to open.
Well, after 26, is that nice round 20 years?
Yeah. I also wonder if Mike Tomlin, knowing that he may have reached the end of the road in Pittsburgh, if he has that gnawing thought in the back of his head, right? If he knows that the end of the road is coming, big round number be damned or not, if he would look at it and say, well, maybe I push for an extension this offseason, knowing that I'm not going to get it. And then I can use that as my excuse to walk away and hang him up. Because the point I'm getting at is everybody thinks that it's just going to be a clear cut and dried. Art Rooney's going to walk into Mike Tomlin's office the day after the last game of the season and say, Mike, I'm sorry, we've got to let you go. I don't think that would be the way it would go down. I think Art would try to work around him to a point to make Mike uncomfortable enough that he doesn't want to be here anymore, or that Mike might want to make things uncomfortable enough that he can walk away and say, hey, the Steelers didn't want me anymore. Either way, it's a big end around so that people can save enough face and nobody got fired or nobody just resigned or walked away. It'll be a mutual parting of ways, but perhaps a year earlier than that timeline that you've mentioned a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, once again, I don't think even Art even goes through his brain right now until the season's up. So, I mean, we're definitely premature on this, on the way of how it might happen.
I grant you that. We know that's how he operates, but it's got to be hard to sit there and listen to the crowd chant in a standalone game with the whole country watching, most of the country watching, to fire your head coach and boo one of the team fight songs or whatever, and empty out with 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Like, all of that has to have an impact on you as an owner. It has to register somehow.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, but if they do win a couple of these games, things change. That's why I don't think, even if, let's think the worst, they do go 6-11.
Yeah.
I still don't think he's gone this year.
7-game losing streak to end the season.
I don't
after
think
starting
he's gone.
4-1. You don't think that would be the straw in the camel's back?
I'm not saying that he should be gone, but I just don't think he will be.
Man. Where do they go from here? And real quick, before I ask you this next question, I want to thank our friends at Impact HVAC for supporting the program as well. Get your furnace tuned up because it's cold, might snow in a couple days. It's winter. It's going to be here whether you like it or not for the next few months. Grab a bite of pizza, go to Facebook, and message Impact HVAC PGH. Get your furnace tune up scheduled. They'll come on out and do it half price, $39.99 instead of $79.99. If you donate a new article of kids' clothing or a new children's toy for the Foster Love Project, $39.99 to get the furnace checked up before it gets really, really cold out there from Impact HVAC, Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook, or give them a call, 412-297-1852. Where do we go from here at the quarterback position? Because we just got done talking about Rodgers a couple minutes ago. Yeah. He's afraid to fall down.
It wasn't good yet. It wasn't good today.
Rudolph, I know it was only a couple plays.
Yeah.
A terrible pass. And yeah. I don't think they're going to go this route. But already, I'm sure there were people there at the game. Again, I couldn't hear the crowd noise very well over the incessant rambling of Tony Romo on commentary. But I'm sure there were a few.
I'm sure there was. He almost ran me over, Tony Romo, right before the game. I was walking down to my seat, and he comes sprinting down and like almost clipped me. Like, what are you doing, bro? Then I'm like, oh, that's Tony Romo.
You should have thrown him up against the wall.
See, he came from behind. If he had come forward, I would have dipped the shoulder.
So he was running like down from.
I was doing this when he was coming behind me, and it was a boom. I was like, whoa.
Where is he running around to pregame?
I guess he had to go on the air, I guess, and he was probably late.
Well, sit your ass in a booth. Be in there a couple minutes.
Maybe he had to go get a coffee. I don't know.
Whatever.
But, Will Howard. Come on now.
I'm just bringing it up because other people are bringing it up. They're fed up.
I like him as much as the next guy. We can talk about Will Howard in April and May during OTAs. Not now.
I understand what you're saying. Do you at least understand the logic of people?
No.
Hold on. Let me finish
no,
the damn
I don't.
Question.
The guy missed 10 weeks. The guy missed 2.5 months.
Do you know
what I'm saying? Come out of college, missed 2.5 months of practice, and you're like, oh, throw him in there against just the Ravens on Baltimore. Yay. No.
I'm going to meet the people, the Will Howard people halfway. And bring you to the table and see if you can understand the logic of, let's say they lose the next two. Let's say they're 6-8 after a Monday night home loss to the Dolphins. And the season is circling the drain, if not
officially
already.
Eliminated? Are they officially eliminated?
Okay. They won't be officially eliminated at 6-8, probably.
Well, so I think Mike Tomlin's only had, what, one or two games that they have not been officially eliminated or?
Has he ever had a game or one game, maybe?
I think Cincinnati game back 10 years ago, they lost to him and they were eliminated before the season was up. It's only one or two games that every single game had a meaning. They were either still involved in the playoff race or
mathematically alive.
Still, something had to happen in the last week. They could get in. Okay. I think it's either one or two. I'm not quite sure. I know it's at least one.
I'm going to use a big word here. Stay with me. Extrapolate it out then for 3 weeks from now. Let's say they lose in Baltimore. They lose. This would be terrible. This would be this would break the straw that breaks a lot more camels' backs. A Monday night home loss to the Dolphins. And then they go to Detroit and get waxed. And you got two games left. You're 6-9. You're out of it. You've lost 5 in a row. You know Rodgers isn't going to be back. You know Mason is a very good backup, and we've seen that's his ceiling. You know that at 6-9, there's a chance you could have a decent draft pick. And you know that you're still looking for the quarterback of the future. At that point, could you at least get on board with the logic that some people are putting forth that you want to see if Will Howard can do anything against an NFL defense. So you know what you're working with going into next year's draft.
No, I mean, I think they would owe that to Mason as a staff or as the guy making the decisions. I think Tomlin would owe that more to Mason in his mind. I don't want to see Will Howard. Will, if you're watching, first of all, drink an icy light. And second of all, because you might have mentioned something about icy light.
Wait, Will did?
Yeah, he said something. I forget about it. It was a couple weeks ago.
Drop a case off at Sawyer's house for Jack to give to him.
So, you know, you will be fine come in April. You start working out and start, you know, see how this thing plays out off the offseason. I mean, are they going to really draft a quarterback in the offseason? We're getting way ahead
of
ourselves.
Maybe this quarterback class really sucks.
I think it does.
4 months ago.
I think it does. So maybe if you're Mason, Will, and Drew Aller.
Stop it. You're just trying to piss people off now.
But, I mean, honestly, are they a quarterback away at this point?
No.
I think it's, you know, you look at a lot of the roster, and Omar, I mean, the one thing you can give him credit for is he set it up to be able to move on from these guys. I mean, this is a prove it now. If you're no good, I'll see you next to see you, and I'll bring somebody else in who I think you can do that.
Yeah, but he is.
I mean, Queen could go. In theory, Queen could go. Ramsey can go.
Ramsey's got 4 years left, doesn't he?
Well, out. Trade him out or something. He can go out. Slay, obviously, gone. And you look up and down that roster, Duggar gone. You can get rid of pretty much a lot of these people. You don't have to bring Hayward back, right? You don't have to. I mean, you can dump a lot of these guys and start all over again. So you can do that. And I think he's done that on purpose.
So that's the other way. And I'm not trying to get like conspiracy theory like here on the idea of Mike Tomlin being done after this season. But the other way you push Mike out the door is not only do you make it uncomfortable for him from a coaching staff perspective by saying clean house, you got to bring in all new guys, everybody out, and we'll make the choices on who the new staff is. But you also.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Clean out a whole bunch of those veterans out of the locker room, too. And bring in a bunch of kids. And I think that, you know, Mike Tomlin not having Cam Hayward next to him as he walks off the field after every game might be a little more uncomfortable. I don't know. I think, again, if Art Rooney actually had any sort of reaction to what he saw at Heinz Field tonight with the fire Tomlin chants and booing Renegade and the place emptying out with 8 or 9 minutes left in the game, then I think the reaction would be, okay, for our franchise, he's, you know, for the league, he's a legendary coach, maybe a future Hall of Famer in a lot of people's eyes. I can't just fire him. I want to help him save face. I'm going to just make it very uncomfortable, and maybe Mike decides to walk away. That's another thing you could do, is just strip the roster down.
I still think we're getting out ahead of ourselves here. We probably should just be, what happened in this game and how can you get better? Can they get better from this team? I mean, here's two damning things I heard coming out of the locker room. First of all, Aaron Rodgers talking about another shitty week of practice.
Who's that on? Honestly, I'm not asking you to say what you think everybody wants to hear. Who's that on? Is it on the veterans? Is it on the coaching staff?
I mean, I asked Hayward something. He said something. We've got to be pissed off at everything this week. Pissed off watching this. Pissed off. I don't know. Is it the coaching staff? I mean, it's hard to determine. You just go out there and watch practice to see if it's a good practice or not. I mean, what the hell do I know who's running the right route during the practice, right? You know. So, but that's keeps being brought up. It was brought up again, Rodgers last week. Rodgers again today. And TJ Watt saying basically, you know, I haven't seen a team run the same exact play this many times ever.
Wait. He was saying that about Buffalo. Because they did. They ran the same damn play over and over again for the last 20 minutes of the game.
Pretty damning, man.
And nobody did anything to adjust to it.
Yep. I mean, they could adjust to it. Maybe they just couldn't.
They couldn't stop it.
That's the problem, yeah. I mean, when your star is saying, I've never seen this so much. I mean, you knew what they were going to do. I mean, they were going to run between the tackles. I mean, that is their weaker spot. I don't know.
That's what makes me wonder. Like, I don't know how you fix this. They don't know how you fix this, obviously. Otherwise, they would have fixed it at some point in the last, I don't know, 6-7 weeks. Oh, God, I just did the 6-7 thing. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Yeah. But, you know, they've lost 5 of their last 7 now, and it's all basically been with the same blueprint. I mean, run the ball at them. Packers didn't really do that in the second half of their win, but everybody else, get rid of the ball quick and run. I mean, it's not rocket science on how to beat the Steelers, and I don't see how you fix that in the final.
I always hear that. What makes rocket science? Is that even the profession?
I don't know. Yeah, ask Josh Dobbs. Rocket science.
He's an astronaut. You know, a rocket scientist.
It's the same thing, isn't it? Don't you have to be a rocket scientist to be
an astronaut? I know. What does a rocket scientist do? Does he make the rockets? Does he fly the rockets? Is it what makes it so hard to? I mean, if Elon Musk can bring a damn rocket back from the air and park it like a Yinzer back in, it can't be that difficult. If you can do that. You know, shoot off a rocket and it comes back and it lands right back where it comes. I mean,
well, yeah. Who do you think comes up with the technology for that stuff to happen? Rocket scientists,
not football players,
right? So rocket science is not easy. I couldn't do that shit. Come on, man. Rocket science is hard. And stopping the Steelers defense is not difficult. It's not rocket science. It's very simple. Yeah. Or excuse me, scoring on the Steelers defense, moving the ball. I mean, you mentioned it. Yeah. Clean the camera off.
I'm in bad lighting.
That's okay. It gives it sort of like a dream sequence vibe for your half.
Maybe if I go this way.
No, you're good. But like,
whatever,
when you get doubled up on time of possession, like you said, more than doubled up, 42 to 18 in time of possession. Mm-hmm. That's bad. The other team just doing whatever the hell they want to do and you can't stop it. And if the coaches can't put them in a position to stop it, or the players themselves, even if they're close to being in a position to stop it, simply aren't good enough, then we're back to square one with maybe the coaches need to go, maybe most of the players need to go too.
Okay, I'm going to give you a let me see here.
What do you got?
I want to see if I can. I just want to make sure this is up to date before I pull this up.
Okay.
No, this is not even up to date. What are they trying to do to me on here?
What are you looking for?
I was looking for the. Hold on. I was looking for the possessions of this team. Here we go. Here we go. The okay. Steelers' possessions. Ready?
Oh, this is going to be bad.
6 plays, 3 plays, 5 plays, 6 plays, 2 plays, 1 play, 4 plays, 3 plays, 10. They didn't score. And 3 and end of game. You can't have an offense that your most plays consecutively in a series is 6. They had one drive of 3 first downs, not to mention that one at the end. I mean, you never put yourself in position to be able to expose what was so weak of the Bills, and it was their run game. I don't even think they were tested very much.
No, they weren't. It was there was no interest. Once again, on the defensive side of the ball, I don't want to say I'm excusing it, but I understand to an extent that you've just shown yourself to not have the personnel capable of stopping the run, okay? And maybe the coaches are trying their damnedest to figure it out, and they just can't because the guys aren't good enough, okay? So I'll unfortunately just chalk that up to not good enough, not talented enough, and the coaches aren't good enough to help the lack of talent. On the other side of the ball, like you said, it was a very simple prescription tonight. Come in, lean into the run game. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't even do that right. What did they average tonight running the ball? It wasn't good.
They were getting pushed around, too.
Because typically it's been a lack of commitment to the run game, and they just get away from it inexplicably.
You're talking about net yards rushing? They had 58 on 18 attempts, 3.2.
So that's not even a matter
they ran the
of,
ball. They ran the ball 51 times. 51 times. This is, reminds me of the playoffs last year with Derrick Henry.
Yeah. So it wasn't even just – like, there have been weeks where they were running the ball fairly well, but they didn't commit to it, right? Mm-hmm. This was a week where they couldn't even run the ball well. I mean –
26 to 10 in first downs, rushing first down 16 to 5. Anyway, you really slice it. They just got their butts whipped. And the bad part about it is they were winning at halftime. They were winning this game until that span of about 6 minutes turned from 7-3 to whatever, 22-7 or whatever the hell it was, very quickly.
23-7, yeah.
Whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, out of control. I mean, it was like that. Like that. And that comes back to what I was saying about when they just look like the air comes out of their sails, there's no bringing them back. Like, there's no fiery sideline speech from a coach or a veteran player or anybody that gets them to, like, stop, refocus, ground themselves, go back out and do what they know they're supposed to do. It's more like, oh, well, we're just going to blow another second half lead. Think about the teams, classic Steelers teams over the years. How many Steelers defenses would have been just content with walking away from three blown halftime leads in the same season? I think that's what they have now. Three, maybe four. And they would have been disgusted and embarrassed with themselves. And this team's like, yeah, we just got to get better.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I mean, what was it? Cowher, once they got 10-point lead, he was like 290-1 or whatever. Maybe
yeah, it was ridiculous.
Or something like that. It was, you get to that 10-point lead, it was over. I guess it's a different ball game and different players here, but
they got no heart.
I told you, I told you last week. I mean, I've been, this is whatever, 22 years watching this team, and this one just felt different. It felt different in the wrong way. It's just not going to get turned around.
But what's different though is, like, you made a good point last week. Like, I don't know what the hell this team's going to do from play to play, let alone drive to drive, quarter to quarter, game to game. Now, I think, unfortunately, it's become pretty obvious what they are. They're soft. They get pushed around on both sides of the ball. They cave when they get behind, and they just kind of shrug their shoulders and give up. And that's the worrisome part, is that this snowball has now started rolling downhill. Yeah. And that's why the idea of what I said of, like, a 7-game losing streak, or let's say they beat the Browns or beat the Dolphins or whatever it may be. You lose 4 more games this year and you wind up 7-10, even if you wind up 8-9. Well, there goes the shine off the no losing seasons road. That's gone. And also, it's just a complete collapse after starting the year 4-1 with actually some decent wins. You beat the number one seed in the AFC in their house. Like, they had moments this year where they looked like they knew what the hell they were doing. And for the last 7 weeks, they haven't looked like it more often than not. And if
can they get that back? Itself,
I don't think they can. I see no signs that tell me that they can. The only signs that give me hope that they may be able to right this ship are the fact that are their schedule. That's it. The fact that they're playing teams who may be equally inconsistent. Like,
Baltimore, Cleveland, Detroit.
Right. Baltimore can't get their head out of their ass on offense. That Miami is Miami and nearly blew a game to the Saints today. Like, that the Browns are the Browns, and who the hell knows who the quarterback will be from week to week. That, the Lions might not have Amon-Ra St. Brown. Jahmyr Gibbs will run for 250 yards on him. Doesn't matter. Like, that's it. That's the hope. It's not in anything they're actually doing. The only hope you have left is that they have enough shitty teams left on the schedule that they get their act together.
There's no hope with dope. Ever watch that Saved by the Bell?
Yes.
You never watch that one?
I remember that one. Is that the one where they, like, wrote a rap song? Or a song about saying no to drugs?
It could have been.
I think it was.
I'm trying to look now. Next
Gig is professional painting for joining all of us here and supporting the show. They've been fantastic. They do great work, and they'll do the drywall repair in your home. They'll do interior painting, color consultation ahead of time. They'll do exterior painting, tell you what they think may look best considering everything else in your neighborhood. They do industrial, commercial. They do it all. Higgins Professional Painting. Family owned and operated in Pittsburgh for the last 40 years. Get a hold of them and schedule your free estimate today at HigginsProfessional.com or 412-344-0480. We appreciate them supporting the program.
I hear they're going to head out to a very friend of the show's house tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Do some work out there.
Getting work done.
Getting word out about the Higgins.
That's what the Higgins people do. They get it done. They get work done. Should we give something away? Should we do it now? Or should we save it? I feel like, you know, when you got 350 people in the comments, or 350 comments, I guess.
Why don't you give it to Jopa 87114 just because it's Jopa?
I wouldn't do that.
Why don't you give it to Brian Garrett because he's just such a little pain in the ass on here.
He's such an incessant ray of sunshine.
He just tries to troll.
Should we pick someone out of the YouTube comments, or should we fire something up on social media later? I'll leave that decision.
I got a bunch of stuff. I got to write a story. I got to go do pump. I got to go take a 3-hour nap. I got to go to Fan tomorrow morning. So I'll leave that up to you.
Where you got to go tomorrow morning?
Up to Crowley and Doran.
Oh, Jesus. You got
to
get up
early. Well, it gets worse. Then I got to take the kid to the eye doctor in the afternoon.
Busy guy.
Yeah, not much.
All right. Well, we'll throw something up on social media later. I'll show you what we got for this round of the 412 Days of Christmas. Thanks again to our friends at Shop 412.
Bag. Nice.
You like the gift bag it comes in?
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that come with
This is perfect for this time of year. We got a 3-pack of the 412 beanies, the little tassel caps there. Look at that.
Ooh.
Yeah. 3 different colors.
There you go. No black and gold.
Each with the 412 logo on there.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's a 3-pack.
I used to call them tassel hats. So they have to have that little ball on the top to be tassel hats.
I think so, yeah. So I just call them like beanies or, yeah. You can still call them a tassel cap, I think. But I'm thinking what we'll do is we'll give that away on social media later tonight with some clips from the show. Congratulations, like I said, to Rick from Ontario, who won the 412 hoodie the other day. We'll do another episode.
From Ontario, Canada?
Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Man, is that going to get like embargoed or something?
I hope not. We got fans everywhere. I don't know what to tell you. We're international.
Oh, you know what? You're going to love
it. Wait. Hold on. Did you see who wants to jump on?
Uh-oh, Trey. We can have you on, Trey.
Hold on.
Wait. Mr. Trey. I got a little bone to pick with Trey.
Hold on. I'm going to see. I want to see something real quick and see if we
can. I don't know. Trey's kind of hyper right now.
I know. He's pissed off, as well he should be. Hold on. I want to figure something out here and see if we can. He's saying, talk to him, man.
I'll talk to him. Trey, if I do recall, you were on the Twitter machine, ripping on the media, taking it easy on Tomlin. You're part of a podcast now, Mr. Essex. So you're part of the media.
Hold
brother.
On. I'm going to do something here and see if we can make this happen live on the air. I am going to hold on. I got to see if I can.
Trey might make the internet blow up.
He might. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can do this. Everybody, hold on. I'm going to copy the link and I'm going to DM it to you right now, Trey, on your Twitter. I am DMing you the link to jump in the show. If you want to, Trey Essex is officially invited right this second to chime in and come after Kabali live on the show if he wants to.
We could talk about Northwestern. We can talk about.
Have you seen what their new stadium's going to look like there, though? It's exactly what the stadium Pitt needs.
Are you going to share it with the Bears?
No. It's their own stadium. How about that?
Oh, man. Who's blowing me up? Sports Illustrated. Sports Illustrated can... Hello.
Hold on. He's here. He's here to yell at you, Kabali.
I'm just sitting back.
Welcome in.
There he is, the legend himself. He must be really
what
pissed.
What's going on? I am pissed off.
You must be real. You know, we're going to open the floor to you, Trey. But I just wanted to let you know, you got a lot to catching up to Debo. He is an angry man. Can you get that angry?
No, I can't. I can't even, like, conjure up the energy to get the anger of James Harrison, a.k.a. Silverback. But I am still pissed off. And, dude, like, I don't – what were y'all talking about beforehand? Like, I have so much I want to get off my chest, but I need to be led in. Give me some questions.
Okay, so here's my issue, Trey, is the one thing that Mike Tomlin has always made his bones on as a head coach is, if nothing else, even if the coordinators aren't getting it done, even if he doesn't have the right players, he is a leader of men, right? Like, he is going to inspire guys to go out there and leave it all on the field. And hell, even if you're four games under 500, you're going to fight till the very end. And this team has no fight left.
None.
And he sounded like in the post-game press conference, like he's all out of answers too. When you're asked about the hometown crowd chanting that you should be fired, and all you got is, yeah, I'm equally frustrated too. Like, he looks defeated in my eyes.
First of all, that's a great answer. I don't know if there's a better answer to that question than what he said, then he's frustrated too. I don't know how else he could have answered it. But, yes, I think we have finally come to a fork in the road right now where we have to make a decision with Coach Tomlin. Because that second half of that, I don't recognize that Steelers team. Like, the second half, they gave up. There was no fight. We gave up the most rushing yards, and was it Akershore history?
Yes.
It was been named Akershore or just no, that stadium?
Stadium history.
That stadium's history.
Yes.
Right? That is a personal shot at us, actually. You know, like the defenses that we put up, the James Harrison, the Silverback defenses, the Troy Polamalu's, like, for you to give up 250 rushing yards after that performance last week, and the very first play, and TJ said it, and it's like I'm gonna lean in for this one. TJ said it. They ran this shit. Can I say cuss word?
Yes, you can. We say shit all the time.
They ran that same play over and over again, and it, like, we saw the shit, like my cousin Matt, he's right here next to me. They ran an inside zone with the option for James to bounce it outside, and he bounced it outside every single time. He saw something there, and we cannot adjust until the second quarter or the second half. I mean, 65 yards in the first. Like, I can go on and on, fellas, about this, how frustrated I am. But yes, this, and I think Mark, last week you were trying to temper. Like you always do. You try to temper Steelers Nation's overreaction to the horribleness of this.
Yeah, not anymore.
Okay, this Chicago, it stood out last week versus Chicago, but this week, I don't have an answer for it. Do you?
I mean, who do you blame the most? How do you fix it? How would you fix it? Can you fix it? Or you need heart. Miles and miles of heart.
It's a culture thing. We don't have heart. It's a culture thing. When Cam is getting personal fouls on the first drive, you know the frustration has built up.
Yeah.
Like our leader, Cam Hayward, is getting personal fouls talking to the quarterback because he's pissed off.
Trey, you know how dudes used to say, you know, just putting on the uniform doesn't make you a Pittsburgh Steeler. Like right. Actually going out there and playing like a Pittsburgh Steeler makes you a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Correct.
It feels like there's too many dudes now who play as if they believe wearing the jersey just makes them a Pittsburgh Steeler and that they don't have to go out there and necessarily back it up with how they handle themselves on the field.
I don't know how you quantify that, but I will say that is a culture thing because as soon as when I walked into the building, I knew the standard I had to uphold, you know? Like that, like I knew when I walked into the offensive line room, Alan Faneca, Marvell Smith, Jeff Hardings, Kendall Simmons, Max Sarks were going to hold me to a standard, you know? I was coming behind greatness and I had to perform great, you know, in order to uphold that standard. I don't know if that same standard applies, mainly because they don't have that many leftovers, right? Even though TJ is great, Cam is great, but the people they're bringing in, and they're mostly targeting the defense. They're bringing in all the free agents and they're trading for the defense. Overpaid defense. I don't know if they know. I don't know if Terrell Austin knows the Steeler way. I don't even know the Steeler way is a way anymore.
No.
When people say, like, there are certain franchises that have a way. Patriots have a way, right? Steelers have a way. I don't know if the Steelers' way is a thing anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's been lost, I think. I mean, right? I was kind of encouraged when they brought in guys like Ramsey, like Slay, like Rodgers, who at the very least, they've all got rings, right?
They understand culture, yeah.
Yeah, but that hasn't transferred over. I still love the way Ramsey plays. I still admire the fact that Rodgers has got his nose busted and is playing with one hand and he's trying to play. It doesn't look good though. Like but that's not enough. It's like, there's not enough. Like you said, there's not enough guys that have been in that locker room since the last time they actually won a playoff game who can say, hey, I remember when it was like this and this is how it needs to be done again.
Right. I don't know how you get there. Tomlin is the one that's been around, right? He's the one that knows what the guys look like beforehand. And he's the one that said this was going to be a historic defense in the preseason. And it's been anything but.
Oh, it's been historic.
Touche.
Bad.
Touche.
Yeah. You know, my question, when you were here from 05 to 10 or 11, something like that, Trey, if his performance happened during one of those seasons and you go in that locker room Monday, what happens? Does somebody come up and just like go off, or how would that?
There's not any one thing that happens. It's like and I hate to use the word that Tomlin uses a lot. It's a collective. And we just had it with us. And granted, when I came, it wasn't like I came to a team that had won Super Bowls. They had success the prior year with they went 14-15-1 and lost in the AFC Championship to Tom Brady and company. But they were a team that wanted it. They were a veteran team. There was nothing that needed to be said after a bad performance. It was just known. And then we came to work. There was one instance, I think, and it was a Tomlin-led team, and I think it might have been the Super Bowl team, where he took out the ping pong tables and we didn't play trash can basketball. That was our game, I think, back then. And like he nixed that, and then we went on to have success. I don't know. I think it was the Super Bowl year, but don't quote me on that. But we did. There was a response when our gifts were taken away, and so, coming back into the locker room, I don't know. This is such a different class of a different age of athlete. I don't know what they respond to. Yeah. I don't know if Tomlin knows what they respond to. Like, when you look at George Pickens balling out and finding a way to do it in Dallas at 24 years old, like, he was looked at as a problem child in Pittsburgh, and we were giving him, you're like, this is a good trade for Pittsburgh because he couldn't make it work in Pittsburgh because he, but he, I don't hear all those same issues in Dallas, right? So,
yeah,
you gonna get any sleep tonight, Trey?
I shall get some sleep. I shall get some sleep tonight. It might be minimal, but I shall get some, a little bit of sleep.
Well, hey,
I like how you wear it on your sleeve, though.
Yeah, and I appreciate you just jumping in the comments to be like, "Yo, I got some shit to say," and you, somebody's gonna listen.
Yeah, I got stuff to say. I want to say it, and I appreciate you guys letting me on.
Absolutely.
No, I do wear my emotions on my sleeve. Look, I was not the greatest lineman for Pittsburgh. I was a backup that started for a few years, but I know the game. I know what greatness looks like.
Those rings at? Where's those rings at? They're around there somewhere?
They are. Well, my one ring is with my parents. They deserve that. And then the other ring is up next to my desk somewhere. So,
all right. Hey, he says it's two times.
He's smart, Kaboom. He's got a desk. That's a Northwestern guy. He's got a desk. He's intelligent.
Why don't you have a desk, Mark?
Don't listen to Mac. He don't know what the hell he's talking about.
All right, Drake. Run, man.
All right, y'all enjoy.
Thanks, Drake. See you. Take it easy, brother.
Trey Essex just jumping into the middle of the show.
He's angry.
Everybody's angry, man. It's rightfully so. Thanks to Dan Heckteam for supporting the show. Go to heckteamhomes.com if you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area right now. HAECK, heckteamhomes.com. Dan, Michelle, Jeremy, John, Keith, Heather, Mike, Tia, the whole team ready to help you find the perfect place for you and your family. Get out of the old place into the new place. They'll help you through the whole process. Make it stress-free. The Dan Heck Team, heckteamhomes.com. We appreciate their support. We appreciate Trey Essex just jumping in the middle of nowhere tonight. Appreciate Kaboom hanging out.
Yeah. I might not get any pizza. Got some pizza here. It's not looking very edible right now.
No, that stuff reached its peak a while ago. You maybe peel the pepperonis off.
The great Josh always just chiming in. A bunch of worthless losers. They might have ovaries.
His anger just is unfettered when the Steelers play poorly.
I'm too old to care that much about being angry. I'm not angry. Whatever happens, happens. Hey, if they win, was it do me? I'm not getting a ring. What the hell do I care?
Fair. We'll do it again Wednesday morning. And between now and then, we'll get you some 412 gear on our social media. Keep an eye out for everything. If you're just jumping onto the show now, as more people keep joining, by all means, you can catch the whole thing on YouTube. Just search for Kabali and Mac. Follow us on all the social media. Like I said, we'll give away some more stuff for the 412 days of Christmas on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and of course on the YouTube channel as well. And we'll see you Monday. No, tomorrow's Monday. Wednesday morning. All right. Bye for now. Wednesday.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.